Delphine sobbed as she nodded. "It's me, Mom. Kratos didn't kill me like Zeus ordered. He hid me away to protect me."
Leta pulled her into a hug so tight that she could barely breathe, but Delphine didn't care. This was her mother, her real mother. She was alive and here, and she remembered her. It was such a silly thing, and yet up until now, she had honestly been afraid of her mother rejecting her, of her having forgotten her.
"I loved you so much," Leta sobbed, stroking her hair. "I've hated all of them for so long. Never a day has passed that I didn't think about and wonder what you would have been like had you lived."
She kissed Delphine's hair, then her cheek. Shaking her head, she cupped her face and stared at her with pride shining deep in her blue eyes.
"Oh, look at you. You have your father's beautiful eyes, and you're so grown."
Delphine laughed through her tears.
"You look like my sister."
Leta laughed until her gaze returned to Jericho. It was condemning once more.
"Why didn't you tell me she lived? How could you have kept that from me?"
"Zeus punished him mercilessly," Delphine explained.
Jericho met Leta's gaze levelly, wanting her to know that he hadn't hurt her on purpose.
"If there had been a way to get word to you, I would have, I swear. But had they known she lived, Zeus would have killed her."
Leta reached up and touched his scarred cheek.
"Was that
from saving her?" "Yes."
Leta's tears fell even harder as she pulled him into her arms and kissed his scarred cheek.
"Thank you, Kratos. Thank you for saving my baby and for bringing her back to me."
Delphine saw his own eyes mist as he looked at her.
"Believe me, I'm the one who owes gratitude here."
Leta pulled back with a frown.
"What do you mean?"
Delphine sniffed as she reached out to take Jericho's hand.
"He's my husband, Mom." "You're married?"
Leta returned to hug her.
"Oh, this is wonderful!"
"Leta, are you all right?"
Delphine wiped at her tears as a tall blonde man came through the door, but what surprised her most was that she knew him.
Aidan O'Connor, the famous actor.
She didn't know how many dreams she'd been in with women who fantasized about him. How very odd. Yet the most shocking thing was the black-headed toddler swathed in a pink jumper in Aiden's arms. Laughing, Leta took the little girl and held her close.
"I couldn't be better, Aidan."
"Then why are you crying and standing out here where it's freezing without a coat on?"
She kissed his cheek before she turned back to Delphine.
"Kari, meet your big sister, Iole."
Delphine laughed as the baby waved at her and said a very shy hi.
"I have a sister?" she asked,
delighted by the news.
"I have another daughter?"
Aidan gasped. Leta nodded.
"Aidan, meet Kratos."
"Jericho,"
he corrected. Leta scowled in confusion.
"Jericho?"
He nodded.
"Kratos died a long time ago."
She inclined her head as if she understood completely.
"Jericho saved my baby from Dolor when he attacked us and raised her."
No,
Jericho corrected with a nervous laugh.
"I gave her to peasants who raised her. Otherwise, that would be really..."